Barhead. Two Barhead area organizations will have to find a new source of funding for their events. County of Barhead councillors denied two community grant applications during their August 16 meeting, one from the Meadowview Multi 4-H Club and one from Shepherd's Care Foundation, SCF, stating that their applications do not meet the community grants policy eligibility requirements. Under the policy, approved in February 2021, eligible not-for-profit groups can apply for a maximum of $2,500, depending on the availability of funds. The funding for the community grant program is capped at $15,000 and comes from the Recreation Organization Reserve. About $6,000 remains. The Meadowview Multi 4-H Club applied for the maximum $2,500 grant to help fund their 65th anniversary banquet and awards night on November 19, 2022, while SCF also applied for the maximum to offset costs to host an Alberta Culture Days event in September. SCF is a faith-based, not-for-profit organization that provides accommodations and care for 1,800 in six facilities, the majority of which are in the Edmonton region. The Barhead facility has 42 beds. Alberta Culture Days is an event to showcase the province's artists, art organizations and cultural industries, and encourage Albertans and its visitors to engage in the arts. Eligibility requirements are straightforward in that registered not-for-profit societies, volunteer groups, or charitable organizations must provide a service that is readily available to county residents and demonstrate value or a benefit to the community. Applicants can also apply for a grant for a project or an event. The policy also requires applicants to be financially viable and that they need to match the county's contribution. County Manager Debbie O'Yarzan recommended that the council deny both requests. Meadowview Multi 4-H Club O'Yarzan said that while the club meets the majority of the criteria in that it is a service club that provides a host of benefits to the community, the main reason why they don't fit the criteria is that the event itself does not provide a benefit to the community. There is no question about the value 4-H brings to the community and our youth, she said. But the event itself is a private event for the club's members and alumni to celebrate. O'Yarzan also noted that the club meets the financial requirement to provide a minimum of 50% of the event's projected $8,825 budget, at 81%, not including volunteer hours. However, she said the club plans to use 41% of its budget to purchase commemorative buckles for its members, adding that due to its exclusivity, that kind of purchase is not allowed under the grant criteria. O'Yarzan added that when all the proposed funding sources and expenses are totaled, there is a surplus of $1,000, so technically, they don't even need the full $2,500 based on what they are putting in, she said. Paul Properzy also questioned the need for the county grant, saying the club had other sources of funding to draw on, like the 4-H Northwest region. The Northwest region should be helping them, he said. They work casinos and have other revenue sources. Meadowview Multi 4-H Club have other paths to the funds. Walter Proches asked for clarification, noting that the council approved an application from the Misty Ridge Ski Hill Society for its 50th anniversary celebrations in March. Yes, we did, but the difference is that event was open to the general public to attend and participate, O'Yarzan replied. Proches argued that the club's 65th anniversary is pretty big too, so it warranted consideration. O'Yarzan reiterated, it was the exclusivity of the event that goes against the policy, not the anniversary. Proches asked what if they took the buckles out of the budget if the club would meet the criteria. It is not for us to amend their budget or plan, Reeve Doug Drost said. We have this in front of us and it's up to us whether we want to approve it. If we deny it, it is up to them to resubmit their application on a revised plan. Proches continue to argue, noting the council had approved similar applications to church groups. That's exclusive in terms of membership and the people involved, he said, referring to St. Aidan's Glenraw, Bloomsbury Community Church in April 2021 and the Meadowview Lutheran Historical Society in 2020. It is worth mentioning that the $5,000 donation to Meadowview Lutheran Historical Society predates the community grant policy. O'Yarzan replied that the Bloomsbury Community Church application, the first grant they approved under the policy, was different in that it was to help in the society's effort to repair the church's roof so the building could remain viable to the public. Shepherd's Care Foundation application Oyarzun noted that SCF meets the first criteria in that they are a registered not-for-profit that provides value with services that are readily available to Barhead area residents. They become ineligible because they are largely funded through the province. More importantly, they provide services that are the responsibility of another level of government, such as health, education, libraries or social services, she said. SCF's budget for the event is $5,000, of which they would contribute half. Oyarzun noted that SCF did apply to the province for an Alberta Culture Days grant, and although they were successful at some of their other locations, their Barhead application was denied. She added that although the event would be mainly for the benefit of SCF residents, it would be open to the public. Proches said although he agreed with Oyarzun's recommendation to deny the request, he said it was not black and white. He agreed that SCF receives provincial funding but said, they don't receive it from the department that is responsible for culture. And this is a cultural event, he said. Deputy Reeve Marvin Schatz agreed at least in part with Proches, noting SCF was a private, not-for-profit organization. It isn't government-funded, per se. Yes, they do get money from the province for operation, he said, reiterating that SCF is a private not-for-profit. Drozd said regardless of whether SCF receives provincial funding, it is a well-funded organization, and he also questioned why Alberta Culture denied their funding request. We don't have to fill in the gaps that Alberta Culture doesn't cover, he said. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.